Numerous citrus production issues are addressed in the April issue of Citrus Industry Magazine, which readers will receive soon. One article offers suggestions for maximizing the effectiveness of foliar nutritional sprays. Another focuses on control of the Asian citrus psyllid and citrus leaf miner, the pests that spread HLB and citrus canker, respectively. Also in the April citrus industry, experts discuss tactics that are part of an integrated canker management program. There's even a comprehensive article on summer production practices. Finally, there's a profile of citrus grower Jay Clark, who served on the Florida Citrus Commission until very recently. In this interview, Clark discusses the Citrus Commission's future role and the possibility of finding HLB solutions.
The Citrus Commission must have a future. We've got to have a path or method by which to tell the grower's story of the quality and what our product is. We've got to keep orange juice in front of the people, and we've got to convince them that it's a quality drink, it's a nutritious drink, and it's the most tasteful drink they can have. So the Citrus Commission will definitely have a future. Now, how it might look and in the future may be somewhat different than what it is now. It's necessary that we streamline, and it's necessary that we spend the grower's dollar the most efficient way we can to get the most bang for the buck. We almost always must keep in mind that the growers are the one that's sending the money. We must listen to the growers and what they want to do in moving forward and how they want to market the product. But the Citrus Commission must have a future. We've got to promote orange juice, whether it be through advertising or public relations or whatnot. But it's absolutely necessary that we keep orange juice in front of the public and that they know that it's a good tasting, nutritious drink and the most nutritious beverage that they can consume.
Clark is asked if HLB solutions will be found in time to save the Florida citrus industry. He responds,
being a citrus grower, you got to believe we will. Otherwise, we wouldn't be out here in these groves replanting and working with them every day. So, yes, I believe we will find a solution. We've got a lot of smart people working on it. We appear to have adequate financing now to sustain all of this research that we're doing. We got a lot of smart researchers. We've got a lot of good growers that's addressing this problem, and I think real benefits will come from the applications in the field that our different growers are using it. I guess the big positive in this thing right now is the industry has really come together like never before. We've got a bunch of strong-minded, independent people in the citrus business, and it's hard to get them to agree on any issue. But the industry has really pulled together now whether it be fresh fruit or whether it be processed oranges. You've got the Citrus Commission with Marty McKenna up there doing a really nice job. And you got Mike Sparks at Mutual working to get financing for our research and doing an outstanding job on that. And then we got our regional associations with everybody has come together and working in a unified method on trying to find a solution. And I believe we will find one. Sometimes it's hard to be optimistic if it will be in time, but if you're out here spending money in these orange groves, you got to believe we'll find a solution or we'd be beating our head against the walls every day for no reason. But it's going to be tough, and next year is probably going to be our hardest year up to this point with the price of fruit. We've still been able to make a little income in these orange groves, but the production is getting down to the point now with the cost of producing a crop where that's going to be harder and harder to do. And next year looks like a really defining year.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.